Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon. WA's incoming Premier Roger Cook has spent the morning meeting with the party's right faction after securing support from the left yesterday. He's expected to name Rita Saffiotti as his deputy and the state's treasurer. Earlier today, while running through King's Park, he defended Labor's process of electing leaders.
No, this is the Labor Party, and, you know, it's the Labor Party is a great organisation full of very passionate people with a lot of strong ideas, and that's what makes it a great political party, and obviously one of the reasons why we make such good governments.
Mark McGowan finishes up on Friday. The nation's annual inflation rate has risen to 6.8% in April. That's up from 6.3% in March. RBA Governor Philip Lowe telling Senate estimates in Canberra his priority remains getting CPI to 3% by 2025.
That's a bit later than many other countries have inflation returning to target, but we've consciously taken that decision to have a slower glide path.
The Prime Minister says the nation is one step closer to recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in the nation's constitution. The bill to hold a referendum later in the year has passed the lower house in Canberra this morning with the support of Peter Dutton and most of the opposition. 25 members voted against it, including WA Liberal Ian Goodenough. The search continues for a missing prospector. Brian Brady hasn't been seen since Saturday afternoon in the state's Midwest. Police say they're looking at an area around Lake Austin near Mount Magnet using helicopters, SES and TRG trackers. In sport, Collingwood insists there'll be no problems keeping their players motivated. The Pies play West Coast at Optus Stadium on Saturday, then have the bye. But assistant coach Justin Lepich says the fire is definitely there.
I think the internal motivation's the big one for the boys. I think they know we have a genuine opportunity this season and they want to keep up that rage as well.
While Fremantle's Jaga O'Meara will fight a one-match ban on a dangerous tackle later this afternoon. And it's State of Origin 1 in Adelaide tonight, with New South Wales taking on Queensland.